This is the Good Neighbor Podcast, the place where local businesses and neighbors come together. Here's your host, Laura Redmond.
Hi, good afternoon. How are you?
I'm doing well. Hi.
I am here with Stephanie Madrid with Omega Granite, and this is episode 7 of the Good Neighbor Podcast, Emerald Coast. So thank you so much for joining me this afternoon.
Thank you for inviting me. I feel so appreciated.
Yeah. So just to kind of start off our interview here, tell the listeners about your business.
About our business is Omega Granite. We are a company of, we do granite countertops. We just opened from Nashville like in pandemic, like 4 years, 5 years ago. And we started doing like granite like 10 years experience. Okay. Yeah.
So you've been doing granite for 10 years. You told me before we got started that you guys have a location in Fort Walton. Yes. And then now you've been in Niceville. You said what, 4 years is what you said? Okay.
Yeah, for 2020, we opened just here in Nashville.
Okay. Awesome. I have actually been by the location, drive by it all the time and see your granite out there. So very nice. So tell our listeners about your journey a little bit. You had mentioned to me prior that it was a family-owned business. So tell us how you got started in this business.
So we just started because my parents are very hard workers and they started a business with landscaping, and they like one day they just wake up and they realize they want to do more, and they like, we have an idea, we work so hard. My dad especially, he's, you know, he's the man. He's like, I have an idea, we can start a business company. And my mom was always afraid because you need to put money on, you know, in the business. You never know, it's going to be down. Businesses are going to be down and up.
Right.
So, yeah, my mom, well, my dad was the one who had the idea to start a new business so we can, like, get more money and do something that he loved. And he's like, I want to move it because I want to do landscaping, but I want to do something else. So he had the idea to start a business.
Okay. Well, it sounds like you guys have been successful now. So two locations. And I know in this area where we live, a lot of people are, you know, always remodeling and doing different things with their homes. So tell us maybe anything you think maybe might be helpful to listeners that maybe they don't understand, might not understand about your business. What do you think, you know, maybe what are some things that you could share with our listeners specifically about your countertops and countertop business?
Sorry, what was the question?
Maybe anything you think people maybe misunderstand about your business, or anything you just want them to know about your business specifically?
Yeah, sometimes, I don't know, misunderstandings with people, but we just been doing like countertops, and sometimes people come to here. I try to help everyone, but a few people that I have misunderstandings, but I never heard that before about us because we're trying to give our best, but it's a few people that I've been having like misunderstanding.
Sure. Okay. So what do you guys like to do for fun, your family? What do you guys do when you're not working?
Well, my family, when they're not working, well, my dad is always working 7 days a week. My mom tries as well. And they getting older. I think their funny time for them is like getting sleep a little bit. And for me, it's like for my free time in here, I go to exercise. That's what I love. Okay.
Exercise, awesome. Do you go? Do you get to the beach much?
Not too much, but I try to enjoy the summer. I really like. I'm waiting for summer. I'm excited for summer, but like, I don't go to the beach a lot. I go out a lot, but not to the beach.
Okay. Yeah, it's funny. When we moved here 3 years ago, we thought we would go to the beach all the time, and then you realize, like, when you live here, you don't actually go.
You know? Yeah, it's funny. Because people always ask me from another state or from another country, are you going to the beach? Like, no. I can't. Yeah, it's like that. It's happened.
Yeah. Yeah. We didn't realize that until we moved here. But yeah, life life kind of keeps you busy, and we don't actually go to the beach that much. But yeah. I am looking forward to summer. I'm excited with the nice weather and the sunshine. Like, I am definitely looking forward to summer for sure. I wanted to ask you a little bit about kind of going back to the business side. What are some struggles or hardships that you guys have had maybe in your business that has kind of helped you get to where you are today?
That I help him a lot is make a lot of mistakes in the start. When we start a family's business, I didn't know anything. My parents didn't know anything. So the mistakes make us, you know, better. So right. We make so many mistakes. Nobody is perfect. But those mistakes, I always try to like, okay, so I did this mistake. In the future, I cannot do this anymore. And that helped me a lot because I remember when I just started here. Well, I started for a while too. And I remember when customers came to my shop, I forget like to write out the name, the information. And I always forget like those things, you know, little things. So I make a mistake. And also in the job, a little small details, our people like make a little mistake. And we always like, okay, we can't do this anymore. And that's how we struggle in the first a lot.
Sure.
Even I think some people like even pay us. I remember so many people left and they don't pay it because we don't ask, we don't require before the 50% money payment down because we don't know anything. So okay. Many people left us and they, you know, they never come back and they never pay us.
Oh no. I think that is definitely part of business ownership. A lot of trial and error, you know, figuring things out along the way. But that's just a great life lesson to learn altogether is that, you know, when things don't go right, is just learn from it and remember not to do that again, you know.
Yeah.
I've definitely been there, done that, and definitely had my share of mistakes, probably enough for two people. So, yeah, I definitely understand that. So I think that's just part of business ownership. But, you know, I think it's great that you didn't let it, you know, keep you from continuing to move forward and grow. And you just kept, you know, trying again. So I love that. Yeah.
Yes, we always try and try because I remember when we started the pandemic, it was like nothing. But we have the great, my mom, she was like very motivated and said, and she's like, okay, we have the idea. We're going to open another shop in pandemic. Which was nothing. It was right. Very slow. We just opened this and asked you like in pandemic when everything was very slow. But like we always motivated. We try and try, you know, make mistakes, make you better. Because if you don't make those mistakes, you will never learn about it.
Right. Yeah. You learn and you don't give up.
Yeah.
So what is your service area? So you have the location in Fort Walton, the location in Niceville. How far do you guys travel to do installation?
We travel a lot. We travel the whole area. We do Destin, Panama City, the 38, Crestview, Navarre, Pensacola, the whole area.
Oh, wow. Okay. Yeah. If you go from Pensacola all the way to Panama City, I mean, pretty much the entire panhandle area. So that's a big service area. How many crews do you have that do installs?
We do installs for now. We only have 3 people.
Okay.
With us, yes. And well, me, I don't do those, you know, the crops and everything. I only do the office job, but we like 4 people in total.
Yeah. Okay. Very cool. What's the best way for our listeners to get in touch with you or to find out more about your company, learn a little bit more? What's the best place for them to go if they want to get an estimate? Tell us where we can find you.
They can find me on social medias, you know, and this time people always using social medias.
Okay.
On Facebook, it is Omega Granite Kitchen. Instagram, they can find me omega.granite79. But if not, I open Monday to Saturdays in the office in Nashville and 14 Jumpings Parkway. They can find me here. They can stop anytime in here. And by phone number, because when my customers come to my shop, come to the office, I always ask it, how do you find me? They're like, oh, it's because I see your posts on social and I see your, you know, the kitchens you do.
Oh, sometimes the locals always recommend us. So that's how we get people where, like, they can come to the office, my phone number, socials.
Okay. What's the best phone number to reach you?
My phone number to reach me is 850-716-5944.
Okay. Awesome. We'll make sure we get those things posted as well. Well, thank you so much for being here today and just telling us a little bit about your business. I really appreciate it and appreciate you joining me.
Thank you so much for inviting me. I feel so, like, appreciated you guys inviting me to do this.
Absolutely. It's great to hear kind of where you got started and learn a little bit more about your business. So I look forward to talking to you again soon.
Okay, and I will say one more thing. So don't forget to all the customers, we have free estimates. We do military and first respond discounts.
Okay.
And we have such a special deal, so we can work about in our prices.
Okay, awesome. Good to know. Okay, free estimates and first responder and military discount. We'll make sure that we put that in there too, so. All right, great. Well, thank you so much. I appreciate you, and I do look forward to talking to you again soon.
Thank you so much.
Thanks, Stephanie.
Okay, bye-bye.
Okay.
Thank you for listening to the Good Neighbor Podcast. To nominate your favorite local businesses to be featured on the show, go to gnpemerald-coast.com. That's gnpemerald-coast.com. Or call 850-990-4026.